it's locals only. News Talk 1590 KVTA. If you want to do a service for your community and learn about local government operations, well, maybe the Ventura County Grand Jury is for you. Joining us on the line, Janice Feingold is the foreperson of the 2015-2016 Ventura County Grand Jury. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us this early morning here. The Ventura County Grand Jury, now is this the sort of grand jury that you always say, a grand jury has indicted this person on, or is it more you give the recommendations? You hear the grand jury has recommended that blah, blah, blah.
Yes, let me just briefly differentiate between the civil grand jury and the criminal grand jury.
Yes.
The criminal grand jury is called on when needed by the district attorney for purposes of bringing indictments. And I believe the criminal grand jurors are selected and serve for a three-month period. Mm-hmm. They are selected from the same DMV and voter registration records that are used for calling people for service on the petit juries or trial juries. The civil grand jury, on the other hand, serves for one full year, starting July 1st of one year and ending June 30th of the next year. And we work primarily on investigating complaints filed by residents of the county, complaints against various government entities. And so we do an investigation and then write a report delineating the facts and findings and making recommendations for how to improve government services.
Are these fact-finding missions that you talk about, how many of these are you working on at any given time during the year?
Generally, during a year, we will do somewhere around 12 or 13 investigations and reports, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on how many complaints we receive and depending also on the resources of the grand jury. Some complaints can be investigated in a relatively short period of time,
mm-hmm.
so we may be able to do more in that year, but many of the complaints will take us many months to investigate, and so if all of them are of that type, then we may do fewer investigations and reports.
Now, how does someone file a complaint with the grand jury? Does it have to make its way up the legislative food chain, or do you just kind of show up at the government center and say, I have a complaint?
Well, actually, the best way to file a complaint is to go to the grand jury website, and the complaint form is available there, and you can simply fill it out and mail it in. Or you can simply write a letter delineating the nature of the complaint and send that in, and we will review that and determine if it is something that is within our jurisdiction and that we have the time to investigate.
I didn't realize that. I honestly, I thought it was something maybe Greg Totten had to send your way or
something. No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
We serve under the court system, but we are independent from the court system and entirely independent from the district attorney's office or the county council's office.
That's good to know. Now, what sort of type of person serves on the grand jury? Do you have to have a legal background?
No, not at all. In fact, we look for a wide variety of backgrounds because people with different backgrounds all bring new and different ideas and perspectives and points of view to the grand jury service. So we often will have people with backgrounds in education. We do occasionally have people with either law enforcement or attorney backgrounds. But we also have a good deal of engineers and people with other types of backgrounds who serve on the grand jury.
Now, this brings us to the fact that you are now accepting applications for the next year's grand jury, correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are. The application deadline is April 15th, and we encourage all citizens who are residents of Ventura County and have been for a full year to apply. It's a very interesting but also rather time-consuming task,
mm-hmm.
So we want people to think about their time, other time commitments. Generally, we advise people that during the first couple of months of the grand jury year, the time commitment is roughly 15 to 20 hours per week. But as we get to this time point in the grand jury year, where we are finishing up our active investigations and writing and editing our reports, the time commitment can very easily extend to 25 to 35 hours per week. So many of the people that we have serving on the grand jury are people who are retired, although that certainly is not a requirement.
Right.
But those are the people who generally have the time to commit to the service.
Well, there could be folks that maybe are self-employed or they work part-time or they're part-time students and looking to get a little
absolutely
extra boost on their resumes.
Absolutely, and we would certainly encourage those people to apply because, we do want to have a lot of diversity, not only in terms of background, but in terms of experiences mm-hmm. and age and all of that. And it's rare for us to have someone very young on the grand jury. So we certainly would encourage young people who have the time to apply.
So I would guess 18 being the legal age. So as young as
yes.
18 and as old as however.
As old as however.
There you go.
In fact, we currently have a juror who is in his 90s.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Well, good for them. So it's all eligible residents of Ventura County. Applications are accepted through April 15th, so you've got some time to pick it up and think about it and volunteer. Where do we get the applications, Janice?
Well, a person interested in applying could either call the grand jury at 805-477-1600 to request that an application be mailed, or you can access our website. Simply go to the County of Ventura website and under the departments list, select Grand Jury. When you get to the Grand Jury homepage, select the tab that says Forms, and both the application form as well as the complaint form can be downloaded from there.
All righty. So the website is ventura.org. And as she said, just look for the grand jury tab, find the forms tab, and get your application in.
May I add one additional point?
Absolutely.
On Thursday, March 10th of this year from 3 to 6 p.m., we are having an open house here in our grand jury chambers so that people who are interested in possibly applying can come in, meet the existing grand jurors, tour our facilities, and learn more about service. So I would like to invite all members of the public who are interested to come and join us. The address is 646 County Square Drive in Ventura. It's across Victoria from the government center itself, mm-hmm. and we are located on the third floor.
Okay, third floor across from the government center. And
yes.
Janice, when is that again? March?
Thursday, March 10 from 3 to 6 p.m.
3 to 6 p.m. Perfect. Janice, thank you so much. Janice Feingold is the foreperson of the Ventura County Grand Jury 2015-2016, and maybe you will be training with her for the next grand jury. Could happen. There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.